It's Friday, the 20th of September, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 1 p.m. news. Bank Windhoek is launching its Select Red offering today. The initiative is designed to address the financial challenges of regular income earners with monthly incomes of between 3,000 and 15,000 Namibia dollars. The launch is based on the bank's research with different groups. Executive Officer for Retail Banking Services and Specialist Finance, James Chapman, explains.
The sheer size of the mass market significantly impacts the economy sustainability. Bank Windhoek seeks to invest in a value proposition that inclusively serves many Namibians. This approach will ensure that Bank Windhoek remains a connector of positive change, contributing to society's overall well-being while making innovative and personalized offerings available.
The 2024 World Cancer Congress, which brought together over 2,000 specialists to address global cancer care and support solutions, has concluded in Geneva, Switzerland. CEO of the Cancer Association of Namibia, Rolf Hansen, attended the event, and here's what he had to say.
The reality is that low and middle income countries is going to feel the biggest brunt of cancer in the way forward, and Africa is going to be hit the harshest because of our low income setting, because of our extreme weather patterns, and because of our access to screening and treatment. So as African community, we have committed to all work with the UICC, get together at the AARTIC, the African gathering of oncologists and cancer-related organizations, and work to get it right for Africa so we can save lives.
Remaining with health matters, a new UNAIDS report has warned that rising public debt and spending cuts may prevent sub-Saharan Africa from fully funding its HIV response. The region, home to over 25.9 million people living with HIV and AIDS, has reduced new infections by 56% since 2010, but financial challenges now threaten that progress. Eastern and Southern Africa will need nearly $12 billion in 2024 alone to fund HIV services, increasing to $17 billion by 2030 if infections are not reduced. Then a dramatic drop in temperatures is said to bring widespread rain, cold weather and disruptive rainfall in several South African provinces from today. Newsroom Africa reports that the Weather Service says this will go on until at least Monday. SAWS senior forecaster Wayne Fenter.
It's not unusual for this time of the year to get quite significant cold fronts and systems like cutoff lows. They usually occur over transition seasons, especially September and October. This time around, we have this cutoff low with a nice surface cold front today and tomorrow, and that's going to drop temperatures quite significantly, especially over parts of the Free State, KZN, Eastern Cape, Mpumalanga, and even Gauteng today. And we expect even a further drop in temperatures tomorrow with more cloud cover and rain moving in over the eastern parts of the country. Now, with the system, we also expect some quite significant snowfall over the high-lying areas as well.
And human rights experts in Geneva expressed serious concern about the high number of children killed in Gaza amid the ongoing conflict. The Committee on the Rights of the Child condemned the suffering of Palestinian children, including deaths, injuries and malnutrition resulting from Israel's attacks. Chair of the committee, Anne Skelton.
Whilst in detention, children don't have access to lawyers. But what we were told that is that when lawyers are reaching them, the children are in a very poor state. They are, these adolescents, of course, are terrified, and they're suffering from scabies, which is a disease that you get from living in unhygienic conditions, which causes the skin to itch. And they, you know, are also not able to see their families during this period of time.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.